There's reports of him bilocating. Hello, everyone. Good to see you. Look who I have today.
Catherine?
And you. Both of you haven't been around for a bit.
Oh, okay. We've been busy.
On camera.
Right.
We have two things we'd like to share with you. Number one, she is going to be a big sister.
I'm glad she's happy about that.
Yeah. So we're expecting baby number 7. When are we doing?
In June.
In June.
Yeah.
Which leads us to the next thing.
The first Sunday of Advent is already next weekend. We are going to be doing an Advent retreat. So basically it's very similar to what we did for Lent, where we read the different sermons from St. Alphonsus Liguori, and we just shared our reflections on that.
So friends, as you know, Advent is a time of preparation to welcome Jesus into our lives on the Feast of the Nativity. And so what we would like you to do is join us. Mm-hmm. We are starting an Advent journey. And every day, Janelle and I, to the best of our ability, are going to be reflecting with daily videos on St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent sermons. It might be a challenge for us, a little bit more than Advent, because our house is just
more than Lent
because our house is just getting busier and busier and, you know, stuff like this. But we're committing to coming to you every day. What can they expect?
Well, there, if you are interested, there is going to be a Facebook group that you can participate in, and we will be posting the videos in there every single day. Also, you could just access the videos right from YouTube, or you can sign up on our email list, and then they will get emailed to you directly every single morning.
I think that's the best way to stay connected with us, so there'll be a link in the description of this video. If you're watching this on Facebook, it'll be in the comments, but landing page is set up. You can register now, and so when you get that daily email, you're going to get, number one, our reflection on St. Alphonsus Liguori's sermons for that day. Number two, you'll have the optional reading that goes along with it if you want to do that. And number three, there'll be a link to a rosary where you can pray a rosary along with us, because that's what we're inviting people to do.
We're also encouraging you to do some fasting or penance of some type, because actually Advent is a penitential time. And I know it's easy for us to get carried away with all the Christmas parties and all the things. It's like we celebrate Christmas before Christmas has even arrived. So it's just good to remind ourselves and bring us back to the fact that we are preparing our hearts to receive the baby Jesus. Originally, I thought we would maybe do a Daniel fast, which we did last year, which is more, it's a bit more of an extreme form of fasting. But now that we're expecting, I don't know if I am capable of doing that, but I can fast in many ways. So we'll leave that up to you as to how you fast.
So before we close, a quick little story about St. Alphonsus. He was born in 1696, died in 1787. He was a smart guy and a holy man. So at the age of 13, he started university in Naples, in Italy. And by the time he was 16, he already had his law degree and his canon law degree. So that's 4 years before the normal time. And long story short, he became a priest, then he became a bishop, and he grew in sanctity, and miracles started happening around his life. For example, there's reports of him bilocating, being in two places at one time. There's one time where he was preaching to a congregation in a church. At the same time, he was hearing confessions in another place. There's another story of him bilocating where he was preaching to some university students in Naples. And at the same time, a woman that he would help out with by giving her money showed up at his home residence where he stayed in Pagania, which is a little ways away. And when she knocked on the door, the person who answered the door explained, well, Alphonsus is not here, come back another time. So this brother sent the woman away. At that moment, St. Alphonsus appeared in bodily form to that woman, gave her the usual amount of money that he normally would give. So there's a couple examples of the miracles in his life. And I always think when you're reading the lives of the saints and their works, it's like having a conversation with them. We can't go back to the 1700s to spend time with St. Alphonsus, but his words and his books make him present to us in a special way. So let's spend some time with St. Alphonsus as we prepare to welcome Jesus on the Feast of the Nativity. Mm-hmm. Thanks for watching, guys. If you'd like to get all our videos emailed to you, head over to catholicspeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. And a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for everyone. So thank you so much for your monthly support.